بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we had begun the chapter 19 in regards to shopping centers and frequenting shopping centers and malls. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the shari'i mizaj and temperament in regards to these places? So the mushrikeen of Makkah had an ishkal, objection against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to go to the marketplaces, whereas they would prefer that a Nabi does not go to the marketplaces. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed needs in every human being, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to go to the marketplaces, and this was according to need. Thereafter, it is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said that the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid, and the most despised places are the shopping centers. From all permissible places, these areas are most despised, that is the marketplaces, because generally people are completely unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discussions revolve around worldly matters. For necessities, one may go to the shopping centers to purchase his needs. However, to unnecessarily to frequent these places is makruh, it's undesirable. More so for ulama and religious leaders of the community and religious workers. As mentioned by Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah. Allama Qurtubi has written a tafsir where he says that those that are ulama ikram, the huffaz, those that are dini leaders, dini workers, then more so for them, they should avoid going to these places unnecessarily. He further states that if the need arises, he could visit the bazaar, but should not eat there, as it does not befit his position. But this was not the culture of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that just spending time there, a place of unmindfulness. And thereafter the reasons are given. A few important matters to be adhered to at the marketplace. Number one, salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that among sahaba ikram are such men whom neither trade nor commerce diverts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the performance of salah and the giving of zakat. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will be turned. This verse was in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that these were real men whose hearts were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that neither trade nor commerce diverts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the performance of salah and the giving of zakat. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will be turned. This verse shows that the pious believers are those who are not distracted from dhikr and salah by their engagement in trade. To the extent it is mentioned also that moreover in the month of Sha'ban, as we have begun the month of Sha'ban already, that there was a Tabu Tabi'i, a person that met the Tabi'in who met Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Qais bin Malai rahimahullah. It was in regards to him that when the month of Sha'ban had begun, he would close his business completely for the entire month of Sha'ban and Ramadan. And he would say, this is the month of Quran Tilawat. Very common among Sahaba Ikram and the pious predecessors that when the month of Sha'ban commenced, they would say, this is the month of Qurra, the month of the Quran reciters. And they would give all the time only to Quran Tilawat, day and night. Preparation for the month of Ramadan, now standing in Taraweeh was pleasurable enjoyment for them. One is reading Quran, talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and standing in Taraweeh Salah. Then they would understand in Taraweeh Salah, Allah is speaking to me right now. So this is a dialogue between the lover and the beloved. So in regards to the marketplaces, they would close up in the month of Sha'ban. They will not give preference to any worldly benefit over acts of worship. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma once passed the marketplace when the time of Salah was close. He saw the shopkeepers closing the doors and proceeding for Salah. He remarked, it is with regard to such people that the Quran declares, and then he read the ayat, رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بِعُنَا ذِكْرِ اللَّهُ وَيِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, that these are those men who neither trade nor commerce diverts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the performance of salah and the giving of zakat. They fear a day in which their hearts and eyes will be turned. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.